Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 21 of The Cult of Tea and Dice, and episode 5 of Game of Thrones. I'm Bloodied, I'll be your GM for the evening.
I'm Mordrigan, and despite being very, very ill at the moment, I will be playing Garrick Snow.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm Elira Hill. I'm Arkhan, and I'm playing Emiria Grimwood.
I'm Nyx, and I'm playing Yvette Sand.
Hey, Il Porcupino, you're here too, aren't you?
Yes, I'm here.
She's right here. Away. No, she's not. She's just watching, always watching, like ceiling cat.
Except, no, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
I realised it would be rude.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, would you like to recap for the lovely listeners at home?
We found... Actually, somebody else do it while I choke.
Where did we start? We started...
Catching up to... We came up to House Davitt, and then we were going to the next...
Went to the next inn.
Yes. We went to the next inn and found the dodgy man, who...
was drunk.
Yeah.
Yes. A bit hysterical.
A little bit.
And you spoke to him, didn't you?
Okay. Yes. Sorry, I'm actually trying to remember what happened now.
Many things.
Many things. So you went to the inn?
We went to the inn, and we found a man who was drunk.
In
and I have made no notes on this whatsoever. He was very drunk.
And quite smelly.
Yeah. And he'd been talking about something which meant we had to talk to him because of that. But I forgot
the Fox
what it was.
Knight.
The
was,
Fox Knight.
Yeah, you had been informed that he was talking about the Fox Knight.
Yes. So we've been talking about the Fox Knight, so we decided to talk to him. And I've completely forgotten what he said.
Well, we off 7 bandits and took their money. Helped the Fox Knight, who was crazy, to make something for people to blame on. Met him up the road, allegiance to Targaryens. Tall, gaunt, thin, serious man. Bow, sword, horse, dead eyes. Would have been killed too. They killed the smallpoke and then cleared up his mess but missed one.
Yeah, basically this guy went off for a piss when the Fox Knight decided to kill everyone, which is why he didn't die right then. We took him prisoner. The next day when we set off, we kept him wrapped up in a wagon. Until a tree fell down in front of us and he did something very stupid, which I specifically told him not to do, which was stick his head up over the side, at which point he got an arrow through it. I think you did some medicine.
Very...
Autopsy, is it?
Yeah, and it was basically, that's a really good shot because that guy's fucking dead.
Yeah.
And we briefly chased the Fox Knight to Melavale.
Oh, we also picked up a travelling merchant.
Oh, yes.
As
we picked
witness.
Up a travelling merchant who I totally gave the gear to.
And we did some gruesome drawings. Somebody
and we it. Sent all of our evidence... well, we kept copies, but we sent all of our evidence to Master Pycelle via Raven.
Yes.
So we have copies of the evidence, and the other evidence isn't on us to be robbed by a Fox Knight.
Or guards.
Guards.
Because indeed, the rest of your journey to King's Landing proceeded fairly quietly, and then you arrived at King's Landing, I believe.
Yeah, yes. And I think we were saying in an inn called the Green Tree, or
you were
being like
you were being led to the.
It took a very long time to get in. They were very.
Yeah.
They were
thorough.
Being insanely thorough.
They were insanely thorough, and we let them be because we really don't have anything to hide. Because we didn't do it.
Yes.
Because if we had done it, people's heads would be on spikes already.
Yes. But you went the shaggy route, it wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dated reference for you right there.
Except in the song, I think it actually was.
Yeah, no, true, in the song actually was. isn't that so? It's also a bad reference.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
The shaggy song, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
You didn't miss much.
Okay.
It was him. Spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers. It was actually him.
Yes, I believe he was cheating on his girlfriend, not murdering some farmers. Now that would have been a more interesting song.
All your small folk are dead.
It wasn't me.
No, if their small folk were dead and it was me, they'd also be dead. And so would everybody else who'd heard about it. Oh, I'm whiting it out when I cough.
This is going to be a fun one to listen to.
I'm very sorry, people at home. I'm coughing.
Surrounded by plague bearers.
Yeah.
Good old Nurgle.
Fuck Nurgle.
No, I really wouldn't recommend doing that, you dick.
Hyper-syphilis! Anyway.
Yeah, basically. Basically, hyper-syphilis. Yeah. So, yes, as we left it, you were being led by a guard called Mick to the Green Tree Inn. It's on the, it's on River Row. Let's see if we can find it on this. Well, I'm guessing it's somewhere near the river. Yes, in fact, it's here.
Okay, good. So it's right near Flea Bottom.
Oh, my word, we just come in that top gate and I take us all the way down there.
Yes.
Sorry?
It takes a while, so you do get to see a bit of...
We have to go past the sept. Somebody grab hold of her
and
then nutter.
I'm looking for woods. Specific trees. Any, like, carvings of faces.
We're in the south.
In a very hopeful manner.
No, nowhere near
we're
there.
We're in the south.
That would be... What they have is... And it's not very good.
Fucking heathens.
I'm still looking for it.
Admirable. But yes, you head down. The streets are busy. There's all sorts. Beggars, urchins, people selling their wares, ladies touting their wares.
I'll note it for later.
Yeah, well, you have got the supplies.
Oh yes, I do, don't I?
You're saved time for what you're actually intending them for.
Can I have a piece of cake, please?
Yeah, for those of you confused by that, Nick's brought us some of her birthday cake.
Happy birthday!
Dick off.
Thank you.
That's rich.
Have virtual cake.
I have cookies and cocktails. No, I'll be fine.
Cookies and cocktails? Wow!
Nice!
What sort of cocktails?
Alcoholic ones.
Informative!
I suspect she meant which style.
Alcoholic.
It's got raspberry liqueur and Malibu and vodka. And it and tropical juice and lemonade.
Ooh,
that sounds good.
That sounds nice.
It's really nice, but quite strong, so I'm trying to drink it slowly.
It's a zombie, isn't it? It sounds like a zombie.
I didn't know.
I thought zombie. Oh, yeah. I guess Malibu is from.
Yeah, quite right. I tend to prefer dark. Anyway, we're getting way off topic. Yes.
Us? Off topic? Fuck no.
You don't say.
As the sun has gone down, the shops are mostly closed, but there are taverns doing a trade. You can tell that a lot of people have come into town for this tourney. It's busier than you would normally expect. I mean, have any of you been to King's Landing before?
I wouldn't have thought I would have done.
Possibly not.
I doubt it. I don't think I've really left home much before.
No.
I almost certainly have been to King's Landing before because I've been to a lot of tourneys.
True, and well, you were also kind of near there when you.
No, because I never got us. Trident.
Yeah, you got here the Trident, and then you probably went back home when you.
Kind of stayed there until I got better.
Yeah.
Because moving me would have killed me.
And then you went back home.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it is. It's busier than you've seen it in a while. This is quite a big tourney. No one. Which is odd, because as far as you're aware, there is a specific occasion for it. But,
Apart from King Robert,
Robert just felt like having it. Yes, but it's not. That's the excuse for most tourneys, let's be honest.
Mm.
But this one seems to be a big one for some reason. Who knows? Yes, sure enough. Mick leads you along, and amazing. He doesn't lead you any ambushes or anything, and
probably for the best. We're 22 armed men.
Well, yes, exactly. You arrive at the Green Tree Inn. It has a quite nice carved sign of a broad tree with spreading branches. He didn't really go for much for inventive imagery there. It is as you step in, it's not bad. sort of a middle of the road as comfort and style goes, but also means it shouldn't be too extortionately expensive, you would think.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite busy. Well, certainly the bar is busy. Mm-hmm. There are folks bustling about. There's certainly a rather rowdy sounding corner of military-esque looking guys. They might be knights, might be guards of some kind, you're not sure. There's at least one lady going around who you're pretty sure is not a barmaid.
Interesting. Keep that in mind for later. As my sister has mentioned, I have the supplies.
She seems to be moving from table to table, chatting to the gentleman and then moving on. Nick takes his leave, and you see a man come bustling over to you.
I'll slip him a silver stag before he goes.
Ah, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
He heads off happy, and a man comes over. He's a quite well-groomed-looking man. Expansive sort of smile. Hello, welcome to my humble establishment. I am Lyle Brewer. And how can I help you find people today?
Before we continue, I should just point out he reminds me of Carruthers.
I know. Exotic. Mm. Yeah, that one's for you, Loka.
Hello, I'm Mary Grinwood. We're looking for accommodation.
Ah, you're here for the tourney. Ah, excellent. I see. And he also sort of looks like he notices, quite a large group. Will you be looking for accommodation for everyone? I'm not entirely sure I'll be able to accommodate quite.
Have you got stables?
Unfortunately, not quite that size of stable. Although, if you're here for the tourney, I believe your men should probably be able to camp on the tourney grounds. But we can see what we can do for you. I mean, I certainly have enough rooms for folks such as yourselves. And we will see how we can accommodate your men.
We need to accommodate at least 5.
I think that can be arranged quite comfortably.
One of which will be Varen.
Hmm.
So you'll have me and Varen, which should be more than enough for anything. But by the time they've hacked their way through me, you'll have had time to run away.
So, will it be rooms each, or will some of you be sharing, or...?
I'll be sharing.
Ah, yes, of course.
Are you all right with Oswick?
Well, you've got your other priest as well.
I was going to say, what about my...
Oh, okay. You and the Mook. Oswick and Varen.
Well, I don't fancy... Perhaps we could just letting them out. Perhaps Oswick would like a room to himself.
Oh, well, if we could stretch to it.
I was thinking more along the lines of safety, actually.
I see. Fair enough.
Because there's dodgy people about in King's Landing, Oswick. And if you're asleep on your own, they might sneak into your room.
Oh, right, yes, of course, sorry.
Varen, on the other hand, tends to be a light sleeper.
Yes, true. Of course, that could prove the problem with Oswick snoring.
Varen probably isn't a light sleeper at all, because he's a soldier. However... I don't want Oswick on his own.
Does Bridges Mook have a name?
Have you named your Mook yet?
Not yet.
Your fellow priest, surely.
Yeah. No.
Demeaning.
They're not priests. Okay. They're crusaders.
Okay.
They are literally religious fanatics.
Okay, well, your fellow fanatic.
Yeah, and that doesn't sound worse than Mook.
No. Sean Stefan.
Okay. Right, so, one room, and me and the other four troops in another. Actually, no. You know what? Me in a room on my own, and the four chaps in the other one.
Right, that's... Do a little Five rooms. Right, I see. And you'll be here for the duration of the tournament, which,
probably.
Yes.
That's the plan, anyway.
It is our intentions.
You know, until Al's talent stabs us or something.
See, the tournament is, quite how long the tournament lasts.
I think it's 2 weeks or something.
Yes.
But I suspect we're probably slightly early.
Yeah, it's a couple of days. You've got 2 full days until it starts. So you've got time to be playing about.
It'll be the named 4 of the Scourge Pike staying with us, by the way. Not least of all, because that'll allow Gareth to rest and get back some of his wounds. I presume that our priest is willing to touch him up. So easily means.
Yes.
Or Osric, out of posh, but I think you're probably better at
it. Actually, it seems to last for about 9 days.
Fair enough.
Yes, it's actually about 9 days or so.
Fair enough. So 11 days total. For the moment. And I suspect we might want to hang about a bit afterwards. It kind of depends on whether we have to run from the town.
Let's see.
Look at it as short a time as possible, please.
Yeah, it's King's Landing. Godless heathens and all.
Well, I'm sure we can come to some suitable arrangement. I will have my... where are you? You, boy! Show the people to their rooms.
Okay.
And you are... the rooms are arranged and you are taken out there and then...
I'm going to go and talk to the rest of the Scourge of Pike before we go.
Okay.
Right, lads. Here's the deal. You lot are going to take my wagon. And the other wagon, leaving behind the saltfish because.
We just throw it to some dogs.
Better leave it behind because she's probably going to want breakfast. They say over here because
they're not fucking Iron Islanders.
But anyway,
do that. Your dick is pulled off.
So that's very true. but anyway, if you go out to the tourney and set up the. What they call pavilions and whatever.
You guys can
stay out there. We're keeping Jarrett, Mole, Gareth and Treff here. You chaps have got a room upstairs. The room on its own's mine. Fuck off. Well, maybe not you, Gareth, but we'll deal with that after you better.
Yeah, okay, I've got a few nudged elbows.
But anyway... what was I saying? Yeah, if you lot go and set up the pavilions and shit, keep an eye out for the Great John or Thoros of Myr. If you see any... Well, basically, what we're looking for is people that are good in the Grand Melee that aren't the fucking mountain or the fucking hound, basically. I'm going to see if I can chat Loras Torello, because he's pretty good. But at the same time, we've got to have a plan B after all. Anyway, I will probably come out and see you tomorrow. Don't know whether them lot will be coming. But it's probably far enough away that you won't hear us if anything happens. If you notice that this part of town has caught fire, that's probably us. Come running.
Right, I've got it.
And then I'll go back inside and sort my stuff out. I'll take my stuff out of the thing.
Rooms are not bad. It's about the, I hear this is the same level you get from the bar. You know, it's not bad.
Excellent.
So what are you doing for the rest of the... Are you going to be just staying up in your rooms? Are you going to head down?
What
and,
time is it?
It is... it's about... 10-ish, I think.
I'm definitely going to go and have a drink then.
happened to the merchant?
Roger said his farewells to you.
Can we still get hold of him?
He has actually left you the address of the inn where he's intending to be staying.
Cheeky little bugger. He snuck off while I wasn't looking.
Yes, he did. You get the impression he's a bit terrified of you.
As well he should be. I'm tougher than a mammoth.
Is that how you shut up
girls
these days?
No.
Bigger than a mammoth in all the right places.
No. You don't talk about how tough you are. Okay. It's more your stamina.
Right.
And your resilience. Both of which I've got a bonus point in.
Oh, man.
I made myself cough.
Any excuse for a decay, what can I say?
Ow. Anyway, what was I saying?
You're having a drink.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you drinking on your own? I just want to see who's up the bar to have a drink.
Well, you know that lady that was going about?
Mm.
I'll probably end up having a drink with her very usually.
Mm.
Of course, if she turns out to try and rob me, she might have a surprise.
Mm.
What are you lot doing?
We all on one floor, all the rooms, or are they...
You are sort of on one floor. It's one of the higher levels.
The room that I've taken is the one closest to whichever set of stairs there are.
Okay.
If there's two sets of stairs, then I'll be at one, the guards will be at the other.
There's only one set of stairs.
I'll be the closest one to the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I'm guessing you probably have a wash after the long journey.
Yeah.
So, by the time you get downstairs, I've probably got a lady sat in my lap.
If it's 10 o'clock at night, but I don't really know what's the dumb thing for,
to wash up and come down and drink wine, obviously.
At 10 o'clock.
Well, yes and no. It's slightly frowned upon for a lady to be in a common drinking area, don't you know? But, on the other
hand, I don't have this problem.
Well, this is more of a southern thing, you think. It's something your mother harps on about a bit.
Because, I don't want to make any sort of faux pas.
No, I'm going to be making all the faux pas we need. Yeah,
that's your job.
Yeah.
You do that. I want to be respectable.
Mm.
Would it be respectable to appear in the drinking area or not?
Respect? No.
Okay.
Not entirely. At this time of night. If it were a more dinner type of hour, then yes, it would not be at all frowned upon, so long as you didn't particularly drink.
So, while this tournament's going on, what are the women that keep come along with people generally doing? Are they all having, parties at night, or what?
Well,
during the day, they're probably surveying the lists.
Yes. This is a very good time to spot an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
As it were.
And hopefully, at various feasts, gain their favour for the next day.
Yes, catch...
Yes.
You give the favour for the next day, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, I'm having a slight mental break due to the fact that I'm not a woman.
That must come as awful shock to you.
Hmm.
Yes, obviously.
Hmm. So, yes.
Is the general plan to get Emiria in as many
respectable feasts or
crowds as possible over the next few days, or what?
The plan is to get her to, as close to the fucking king as possible.
Yeah,
so she can turn around and go, "Hey, schmooze! By the way, you owe my half brother a piece of paper because you don't particularly want to be the leader of the house. You'd much rather marry Robb Stark." Or at least that was the last plan I heard.
He does have a nicer house. That's the thing.
He does have a nicer house. And stupid curly hair and a gormless look on his face, but that's not the point.
That seems to run in the younger Stark, though.
Yeah.
They all look the same.
If that means he's more easily persuaded, I'm fine with that.
Related.
I know, but it was so confusing.
It was initially. Honestly, I had severe trouble telling... For the first year, I had trouble telling John, Rob and Theon apart.
I couldn't. I had no
Theon
idea.
Theon was the one with his cock out nearly all the time.
And believe me, I did appreciate that.
Really? It's Theon?
Really? Yeah, yes, Theon. But...
To me. I just have this image of one person with curly black hair. Very pale. That's what all of them are.
They are all northerners.
In my head.
I don't know whether that was an insult or not. I don't have curly hair.
I don't really know. Yours is too short.
My hair does not curl.
Okay.
My beard does a bit, which is weird.
That's natural, though. Mine is a bit of a...
It sort of goes round here.
For sure. My nose is itching.
Itch your nose, then.
I think the budget didn't really scratch, but yes, I'll do that. This is radio, not television, after all.
Hooray! Yeah,
this is a good thing.
Oh no, they are getting a description of it.
This is what our listeners sign up for.
They sign up for this?
Yeah. I looked at our subscribers. We've got 19 subscribers to the feed.
Oh,
wow. And only two of them are me and Hardwick.
So, to our 19 regular listeners, hello.
17.
Right.
17.
17 next listeners who are not playing in this game.
Hello, and feel free to send us, messages via, Twitter and email and on the site and things.
Anyway,
So is there anyone downstairs that Amiri is smooch with right now?
No, not in the Green Tree Inn.
Then it's probably up to you.
I probably shouldn't go down on the basis of respectability. And everything.
Right. How observant am I feeling? I'm feeling fairly observant. Because I am relatively observant. I'm fairly certain this is not Amiria's crowd.
It's not. It's a little... It's not like rough, but this is not the hoi polloi, let's put it that way.
I assume that at least some of the Scourge of Pike will be down with me.
Hmm.
If you want them,
as he's not here, I'm guessing Varun retires to his room. I will make sure Gareth stays in his room because he needs to rest.
Yes. Oswick will stay upstairs in...
Yeah, because he's Oswick.
Yes, he wants an early night. Bless him, he's tired.
As well. I will, however, send dinner up to her and her and the religious peoples.
It's quite good. It's a bit of capon.
The question is, do you want to go down and see what's down there?
Well, we'll have to dinner.
Okay.
I will also be eating myself. And quite not actually eating myself. I'm tough, I'm not that tough. I don't regenerate.
Soylent Green is Garrick!
I will probably also be feeding the nice lady who's sat in my lap with bits of chicken as well.
Yeah, she's She's quite flirtatious with you.
Really?
She's
how surprising! I have money. Sorry?
She's fairly direct. Basically, she's here as advertising, as it were, for an establishment just down the road called the Jade Spring.
Okay, well, that's fine. I might visit that another night, but at the moment, you're here?
Yes. Oh, no, she's taking no moves to go away. She seems
okay,
quite
that's
like
good.
Your company.
Fucking better. But anyway, that's what I've intended to do with my evening. Although quite a lot of the evening I'll actually spend watching the rest of the crowd.
Okay. Do you want to make me a...
You're about to say notice, aren't you?
Well, general sort of awareness, maybe.
Where is it? Awareness.
Or, if you're coming down, you want to do that as well.
You can come and join us.
No, not necessarily join, because that might look a little creepy to the lady.
Fucking hell.
What kind of awareness?
You're doing a scourge, perhaps.
What specialities do you have?
Notice.
Go with that. Yeah, I'll let you have a notice bonus dice. Ooh,
I'd just like to say, my notice rolls tend to be quite good. 16.
Wow. And you've got...
I need to increase that skill.
22?
Yes.
Bloody hell.
22. Okay.
We're both really observant. These Scourge of Pike don't have it, but they get a mighty 8.
They're too busy sort of trying to be very subtle about checking out your lady friend's cleavage. Bless them. They're not very good.
If they get too close, I'll just give them a slap.
Yeah, she sort of... She finds it quite charming.
Look her up.
She acts like she just finds it charming. She's a professional. What can we say? Right, there are a number of noticeable... Well, there are a few noticeable people that catch your eye. The first lot are... I mentioned there were some military-looking chaps drinking rather roundly. Yeah, you spot... You sort of pick up bits and pieces and sort of gather who they... Well, at least where they come from. From what you can gather, they from House Lugus.
Right. Can I make a status check to work out who the fuck House Lugus are?
Yes, please do so.
Well, I can try. 8.
They're a southern house. Underneath the Lannisters.
Okay, southern house chained to the lions. Fair enough.
You guess that the guy in charge is a big guy. He's also very round. He's sort of like, being very braggadocious. Is that braggadocious?
Vivacious?
Well, they're sort of very loud.
Lots of bravado.
Lots of bravado, yes. Well, I wasn't aiming for voiceless. I don't know. I think I forgot. I'm not entirely sure what word I was
going for. He contains a lot of braggadocio.
Yes. Whatever the word that means that is.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I just can't remember how you
say it. Yeah, me either. He's just being bluntly flirtatious with the female waiting staff, who are bearing it with amazing tolerance and grace. You also notice, well, because they look quite different, there's a couple of darker skinned gentlemen. You would guess at Dornish.
Ooh. Dornish.
I've just got a cookie.
But we know.
Big cookie.
We can hear.
It's loud. Loud cookie. Cookie. Loud big cookie. Yes, there's two of them.
Dornish.
Dornish, oh, yes.
I wasn't paying attention. Okay.
Yes, two Dornish gentlemen.
You know, the Dornish. Yes. The people who might be our allies in our plan.
There's an older guy and a younger guy. He's waxing on about something. The younger guy is sort of politely pretending to pay attention.
Do they have any house symbols or anything on them?
You don't. None that you recognize. I mean, you could try and make a status roll, maybe. Maybe a tricky one.
Oh, wow, might as well.
Yeah, I mean, you've spotted them as well because you've noticed them.
Oh, 8 again.
Better than me, 7.
Yeah, my
status rolls.
You don't recognize. You suspect. The older guy has a symbol, but you don't think it's any noticeable house at all from Dawn. I mean, certainly not Martell.
So it's who some are the big ones, so some dude.
The other guy has no house marking. At a guess, you'd think maybe a hedge knight. The way he seems to be. I mean, he has a sort of bearing of a guy who's.
What's a hedge knight?
Hedge knight is a knight who doesn't have a house. He goes from place to place. He's almost like a mercenary. But has the benefit of being a knight.
Yeah, he's officially a knight, but yeah. He goes with
Although, word. That does mean he's a 7 worshipper. Because you have to be a knight.
There's a whole bunch of anointing and so forth.
Yeah, it means he's a godless heathen.
Yes.
Just another one.
It's alright, we'll set them all on fire on the way out of town, it'll be fine.
Sorry, what?
Archive, are you basically making shadow puppets?
I can see me saying it's fun. Are you putting faces at me?
No, she's making faces at herself, I think, is the thing.
Yeah, she's making faces at herself, and it is amusing her far too much. It probably was Cookie Envy. But anyway... Perhaps we should get back to the game that we're playing.
Hmm. Well, Jim is distracted with the cake. So, are you... Do you have any plans for this evening, or are you just going to...
I'm basically going to sit in there, see if anybody turns up to start a ruckus, or turns up who looks interesting enough to have a conversation with, and assuming everything goes as planned, retire to my room later. Presumably with company.
We'll have to see how charming you are, but, okay, there's the evening goes on, you don't...
Charm, not so much.
I'd like to see if there's any serving girls around that I can nobble to ask about the two Dornish people.
Make me a persuasion roll.
Oh dear.
Because they are kind of busy, is the problem.
Yeah. 9. That doesn't work. I'll just have to go closer and eavesdrop.
That works.
You just managed to grab one for a brief while. She's just between. Yes, sorry, can I help? Can I help?
I was just wondering who the two gentlemen over there were. I thought they might be some relation of my lady's. Do you know what house they're from?
I don't think they're from. Well, the young ones and Sir Shannon. I don't know what, if that's a house or anything like that. The younger one isn't. He's a hedge knight. Brian Telson, yes, that's it.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's no problem, no problem. She bustles off before you can get another word in.
Well, they're obviously busy. Mm. They've got to go and get their asses slapped by the lions.
Mm. Speaking of those guys, actually, a little later on, a guy does come in and they sort of go, ah, and try and beckon him over, but he just sort of politely waves them off, and you notice he does look rather similar to the big guy in charge. Mm. Possibly a relation?
Fair enough. But not quite so braggy.
No, he seems smaller.
So basically, we've got elder brother and younger brother. And younger brother's probably the serious one.
That was me, sorry. I've got to switch my phone to silent.
Well, scary.
The way you angled, actually, it sort of slightly was, yes. I'm behind you, El Parcipino.
And so am I.
That's even worse.
Derek is behind you. What more could go wrong?
He could be armed.
Derek is always armed. But anyway... Actually, that sounded rude.
Oh, my phone is crashing. Thank you, phone, that's constantly fucking crashing. Anyway,
Well, I'll go for my second plan then. Sort of stand near them and see if I can eavesdrop. And if they start to notice me.
Oh, the Dornish guys. Okay.
If they sort of notice me, try and look like I'm sort of going, one of them.
Stealth roll then, please.
Stealth followed by seduction.
Were her characters like, how old are your character?
Young. I was thinking more like, oh my goodness, it's a knight.
Oh, it's a knight. It's sort of pretty.
Am I being at all furtive or trying to look like a face in the crowd?
How do you want to do it?
Well, I was thinking
pretend
sort of
to be a serving maid.
Yeah, but then I'll have to wander around with drinks.
No. You just stand there polishing a muck.
I was sort of thinking of blending into the background.
Okay,
that's cool. Yeah, I'm assuming you have random bonus dice for that.
Right, I get plus one blending in. I've also got face in the crowd, that's... so I can add cunning ranks to stealth checks.
You may do that if
bloody
you like.
Bloody hell. You're probably going to make this roll then.
Right, so that's 10... 18... 21.
You are fucking invisible.
I look very meh.
You've got me levels of stealth.
Mm. What levels?
Me levels of stealth. As in real world me, as opposed to game world me.
Well, laughing you certainly.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Garrick has amazing levels of stealth.
No.
What?
Garrick has no levels of stealth. Mordrigan, lots of levels of stealth.
If I was invisible. Anyway.
So I'm a nice piece of the furniture.
Yes, you are. What a lovely table leg you are, dear. The Elder is. You just sort of. Well, you see, the key to Tornes is. You've got to. You've got to know who you're fighting by, you see. You've got to. I'm not sure what accent the Dornish is supposed to have, is the problem.
I don't know, actually.
I mean, because this is the problem that.
Cornish!
Cornish? My Cornish sounds Welsh. My Welsh ends up sounding Indian.
Yeah.
That was. I apologise
for that. Hearing that.
I don't know.
I started off Welsh and then went Indian.
Yeah, I know. As I was saying, my attempt at Cornish out entirely just ended up being a Welsh accent, and then my Welsh accent becomes Indian. I'm deathly sorry if that was offensive to anyone. I honestly didn't mean it to be. I just have shit at accents.
So am I. My Welsh and Indian.
Sepulchrein.
My Welsh and Indian are also interchangeable. Although I'm told by an Indian lady I once met that my Indian is actually remarkably good.
Well, that's good. We'll just go. I'm not going to try doing any kind of picture accent. For
probably
the
good.
Yeah, I can't imagine the Dornish being.
I'll just say hint. Work. They look Dornish. You've got to know research your opponent. Well, isn't that tricky? I mean, you don't find them out until like a day before. Well, yeah, but. With experience, you see, this is the thing you need to develop with time. You know, you learn how these things work, what style your opponent is. I mean, you can't go in there and expect, you can't go and like say, you can't treat the mountain the same as you treat, Loras Tyrell. Different kind of thing entirely. Yeah, very different. Both deadly. Both different. Oh, no. God help you, end up against the kings there. Oh, God help you, indeed. And it just carries on in that vein. He's just sort of going on about sort of general sort of Tony advice, I guess.
Of course, the question is whether he. Talking bollocks is backed up by actual fighting ability, or he just talks a very good game.
I mean, are you lingering for a while?
How busy does Garrick look with said servant girl?
It depends on how observant you are. How observant are you?
I don't know. Kind of observant.
I suppose I should oppose this with deceit.
As in, do I think I should go and interrupt him by saying, interesting people you might want to talk to you all? Not bother.
Oh, fuck, I'm useless at deceit today, it seems.
17.
Yeah, I'm useless at deceit. You will probably see that although I am spending quite a lot of time talking to the lady who sat in my lap, I'm also spending an awful lot of time scanning the room.
In that case, I'll disengage from eavesdropping and go over to Garrick, sort of bob a curtsy and say,
What the bloody hell are you doing?
Well, you're supposed to be a lord, kind of, sort of, not. I'm not saying this out loud.
No, but I am. What the bloody hell are you doing?
I just thought you'd like to know Sir Shannon and his protege are over there if you wanted to talk to them. They were discussing tournament tactics.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what. Or I'll hand her some money. Why don't you go and buy them a nice bottle of wine or whatever and see if they'd care to come and join us, because I'm busy.
I will go. What are they drinking?
Something probably with chilies in. They're Dornish.
They are.
Tequila.
There is no tequila in Westeros.
That's a shame.
Would drink it.
Yeah, they would.
They would drink Professor Broomstick's chili vodka.
God.
Did he make chili vodka, or was that someone else made chili? No, he made chili vodka, or someone else made coffee vodka that made you throw up.
Coffee vodka? Have you tried Wern's original vodka?
That sounds like it might be nice.
It's really nice.
Anyway, they're having some kind of spiced Dornish wine.
Spiced Dornish wine. And wander over. Curtsies of them as well.
Thank you.
Compliments of Garrick Snow of House Grimwood. The stepson of Lady... What house is she from Dorne? Whatever house she's from Dorne.
Yeah, we never got the name. No, we need to wear that at some point. But you name drop that. Shannon was a little confused. Tell us and go, nice kind. Thank you.
And sort of say if you wanted to join him, he's...
That kind of fun. It's a good wine. Yeah. They come over to join you.
Yep.
Hello.
Good to meet you. Excuse me. Just... Slightly further back, lady. Sorry, I can't see them.
Cheeky calls.
Right, so you down for the tourney then, I'm guessing?
Yes, I am. I've been to do both the tourney and the Malay. What about you, Brian?
Well, I'm sort of assuming that tourney means the whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
Are you much of a lancer then? Know how to wield a spear?
Oh, fair, yeah.
Well, good.
I'm fairly confident. It all depends on the luck of the draw. As I was telling young Brian here.
Alright, young Brian.
Just Brian, thank you.
Oh, fair enough. Alright, Brian.
Thank you. He sort of shrugs.
Resisting the urge to tip him a wink.
It all comes down to luck of the draw and knowing your opponent.
I mean, who do you fancy in the Grand Melee? Well, I'll tell you what, let's not do that, because of course it's going to be down to the teams, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
But who do you rate the most in the Grand Melee?
Oh, you see, it's very hard to bet against the mountain.
I am very noticeably fingering the huge chunk that has come out of the left-hand side of my cheek.
Brian, you notice, sort of goes, the shining team's completely oblivious.
The mountain's strong, but the problem with the mountain is he really has no control.
Yeah.
I reckon if you could rile him up and then just hold him off for a bit, he'd probably wear himself out.
True. He wouldn't be able to work with his team. But
luring him off, maybe with two blokes, and then just do him over. So you've only got to knock him out, and that's... Admittedly, whoever is in front of him's probably buggered. Well, the one behind him will get him a whack round the head because the man doesn't understand defence.
Well, usually the first thing he hits dies instantly.
Usually. I'll go back to figuring the chunk out of my jaw.
Yeah, Brian's definitely seems to... You guess Brian's figured it out. Shannon still seems oblivious as all hell, but, you know.
So who else? I mean, the mountain's strong, but let's admit it. He's no tactician.
Well, no. I hear the Tyrells are sending a team.
Loras is good.
Yes.
I'll sort of very lightly scratch the scar on the inside of my left arm.
Okay, Brian's eyes are getting even wider at this point. You didn't think that was possible, but he's looking impressed.
So, yeah, Loras is good, but again... He's got the opposite problem to the mountain, because he's all about the founts. There's not a lot of power. I mean, he's a damn good swordsman, don't get me wrong. He's very, very good with a weapon. That came out wrong. But if you want just raw power, he's not really got it. Who else do you rate? I mean... Do you think the Kingslayer is going to be out there?
No, I don't know. It depends on how.
I've never faced the Kingslayer.
Oh, well, no. He's a damn good swordsman.
Archive is still making faces.
But, well, have you heard anybody else who's definitely taking part? Well, are the Loras sending out whole... the Tyrells. Sending their whole team, then?
Well, I think they are sending a team to back Loras.
Mm.
I'm not sure who else they're sending with it. I mean, I doubt Renly will fight. Renly doesn't seem much of a fighting type.
No, he's probably a better statesman than a swordsman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that all went to his older brothers.
Stannis, not so much.
Stannis
is solid, but he's not really a fighter either.
Well, no, I suppose he was more of a grand of the whole fleet thing and the whole thing.
It's not even that. He's got a good tactical brain on him, but at the same time, he's not really... He doesn't have enough fire to do the fighting thing properly.
Well,
I just realised what I said. It's all right.
That's why I laughed.
Yeah, I realised when you laughed what I'd said.
I missed it, but never mind.
He hasn't got enough fire.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
If I'd realised I was doing it, I would have stopped myself.
Foreshadowing!
So, is there anybody else to watch out for, do you reckon?
Well, I mean, obviously the king may well decide to take the tawny field.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Well, yes, because how does one politely assault one's monarch?
Fucking carefully. Well, I've seen the bugger fight. Yeah. I will now, very obviously, poke the large fucking caved-in chest wound I have from when I got in the way of Rhaegar Targaryen.
Yeah, Chardon is still pretty oblivious.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, yeah. Bryce is just sort of...
I think he probably worked out who I am by this point.
He's sort of slightly astonished and nodding appreciatively. I mean, because it all comes down to who's sending who in. But we don't really have any official sign-ups for the Grand Tourney.
That's a bit rubbish.
Well,
where do these teams get marked? Obviously, there's got to be some form of draw.
It's at the actual field. They are sort of taking applications. But...
You see, I'm sort of trying to put together a team.
Oh, I see. Who are you?
Well, at the moment, it's me and my captain of the guard. Yeah. I'm hoping the Great John's coming down. Because the Great John is a solid chap.
Yes, no. Good. Big man, big.
Have you seen Thoros about, actually?
The red priest man. I think he was off.
There's a big burned mark down the outside of this arm that I'll scratch my head and make sure that that's blatantly fucking obvious.
I'm sure he's drinking about somewhere, isn't he? Always
I'll have to find out where. Thoros, okay. Do you know if anybody else from the north's coming?
Not sure.
It's bloody difficult to find out who's coming from up north. Because we're all over the bloody shop. Oh, actually, no, there's a better question. The Iron Islanders sending anyone?
I don't think we've seen any ships in dock.
For that. There's nothing worse than the smell of squid to put a man off his breakfast.
Well, we don't see them very often down south in Dawn.
Yeah, probably for the best. Do you know what they eat for breakfast? Fucking awful.
Fish?
Yeah.
Fish salted. For breakfast.
Salted fish for breakfast. Well, yeah. So, well.
Any chilies on it?
I mean, a lot of chilies.
Oh, the thing we have in Dawn.
Oh, right, okay.
Very spicy.
Are they like rabbits or something?
No, they're a plant.
For breakfast, interesting. I do cheese mostly and bacon. You know where you are with a bit of pig.
We don't tend to have much in the way of pig down in Dawn.
And before you tell me, girly, I am well aware I missed the chance to use the word pork there. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, we are looking to make a five. I just don't know who's about. I'll tell you what, if you see anyone good, turn me the wink.
Of course. I mean, anything, I have a fine bottle of wine.
Yeah. I mean, are you going into the single man?
Oh, yes, I'll be jousting, yes.
You're doing the joust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good, good.
Who said that?
That was Shannon.
What about you, Brian?
I do not have the suitable equipment for a joust, unfortunately, but I would be looking to join in the melee.
What are you missing?
Well, solid armour and a good horse.
Right, yeah. The armour is bloody expensive, isn't it? Excuse me, my pants are making strange sounds at me.
So that's all right. Two sets of strange noises from pants today. At least it wasn't behind the Portuguese.
For some reason, it's eBay telling me that things are ending. Things that I've not been on.
You should have been on them.
Yeah, possibly. Ah, right, yeah. Armour's fucking expensive.
Hmm.
And horses are not easy to come by. Hmm. But you might be looking for the melee. Hmm. How good are you? Any good?
Oh, okay. Well, anyone interesting? No, not yet, unfortunately. But
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll keep you in mind.
Oh, thank you. Well, I shall be, I'm staying here, so.
Well, like I say, I'll keep you in mind. Just, I mean, we are, our family has got good connections with Dawn.
Yes,
Well, me half-sister is, half-Dornish.
Oh, yes.
And my stepmom is all Dornish.
Oh, yes.
Although she doesn't have any chilies. I wonder if I should find some and take them back for her.
I'm sure she would appreciate that.
I'll have to see if they do them pickled. Because the thought of plying her with pickled chilies just amuses me. Because it is both thoughtful and says a great deal about my relationship with that particular NPC. Right, well, awesome. Please do keep your eye out for interesting people, especially anybody you think we might end up facing.
Oh, yes, I'll be sure to let you know.
I'm going to continue drinking with them and just... if they bother to ask at any point, I will regale them with the story of how I didn't die when the mountain smacked me in the face.
Shannon does leave a short while later, winking at the lady and saying he's going to check out the local talent while winking at the lady on your lap. So he heads off out. But Brian does stay. He's quite interested to hear the tales of how you picked up the injuries.
Fucking hell, I bet I hope he's got all night, because it takes that long. I'm tougher than a man.
What's the lady doing on his lap? Is she, like, really interested in all this, or...?
Well, you get the impression that she's very good at looking interested at just about anything that she's expected to look interested in. As I said, she is here as an advert. So she wants to be as...
She will be getting plenty of attention.
Oh, yeah. Well, she wants to, as it were, make...
The money! Same...
Yes, basically she wants to draw custom to where she works. And so the more charming and gracious she is towards the people here, the more likely they are to go and spend money at where she works.
So not very suspicious looking, though.
No, she doesn't look suspicious. As far as you can tell.
It's alright, if she tries to knife me in the night, it'll probably not work.
Probably.
Not always,
novel people. It's true there is. I'm so glad you said novel there.
She could try and ply me with moon tea.
and cause you to have a...
ill time.
Yeah, not a fun time at all. However, I'm just going to spend the rest of the evening in there and... probably fairly early in the morning, retire to my bedroom, whereupon she will get told she can have the night off, but not to go anywhere.
Thank you. She seems quite happy to sort of look in good sleep.
Yep. I will go through our military dispositions and try and write a letter to Thoros of Myr, basically saying, "Oi up, lad, we're going to have a rock. You should totally come and join my team." I might also try and write one to, what's his name, Tyrell and all.
Loras.
Yeah, on the same basis. Hey, I hear you're turning up to do the Grand Meeting. Now, although I can quite understand if you want to fight with the Tyrells, perhaps you'd be much more interested in actually beating the mountain. Well, there we go.
Okay. So, the night passes.
I assume I don't get knifed halfway through.
No, no.
Good.
She seems quite happy to just have the night off.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Did you find out her name? My notes.
I don't think I did, actually. What is her name?
Martha.
Okay.
It's a nice name, Martha.
Mm. It's probably spelt with three L's and a Y. In
this three, this is it? Westeros, of course it was. And a 5. There's a 5
in there. Yeah, there's probably a 5 in there somewhere.
But you see, it's a fantasy novel, so you can't spell things normally.
No.
Because that would just be silly.
So spelling things normally is anathema.
Yes.
Spelt with three A's and a P.
No, bizarrely they spelled Robert normally.
That's how you know he's not going to last long.
That's why they spell it, you know, they can't spell Peter properly.
How are they spelling Peter?
Not that would be. With a Y. Yeah.
Petier. I mean, I don't know why that would be a concern for me, but it just randomly annoys me.
Petier.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway.
Anyway. Yes. Then I...
Obviously, when morning comes, I will send down for breakfast because I'll be busy.
Yes.
No, when she wakes up.
Yes.
So you get to go down to the common room on your own.
While I'm getting you sorted, I'll let you in on what happened last night.
Right.
And tell you about Sir Shannon and Brian Telson. And inform you that he's
probably busy
melee negotiations, and also that maybe a whore there. Don't go in there.
Right. Wonderful. So good to see you putting time to good use.
I did my duty first.
Then he did his other duty. E-hong, e-hong, e-hong. I just wanted to go e-hockey, hockey, haw. It's fun.
No, I'm crying at that.
It's kind of weird how in both this and Unhallowed Metropolis, we have characters whose main disguise is pretend whores all the time. Because that was our disguise for room.
No, we were character. Pretend perverts.
Yes.
Yeah. This is pretend whoring.
It's not pretend whoring. But I see your claim. Possibly I am channeling Mr. Ed here with the plan.
No, I think it's just a rather strange pattern that this group falls into. Quick, disguises!
The easiest disguise? Yes, prostitute.
Well, to be fair, we're talking
one of the people who pretend to be lesbians.
Post-apocalypse what? Victorian.
In Buffy, when we had to get out of the shop.
Oh yeah, we did.
Oh god.
There was this nerdy guy.
He didn't want us to leave because he wanted us to have sex with him. We're like, no, we can't do that. We're lesbians.
Yeah.
But he wants to kiss. And it's like, no, well, we can't kiss each other because we're both dating other people. We can go get them for you.
Yeah.
And never return.
Yes, and then you left to go get them and never return.
That's a fine escape plan.
It worked.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm just pointing out here, you know.
We've gone off track.
Victorian England, lots of prostitutes. Westeros, lots of prostitutes. Anyway.
You chose to play them.
It's true.
Right, anyway, so breakfast. Salted fish for you.
There is a barrel of salted fish outside your door.
Nice. I'll take it down to the kitchen.
Probably with a note of, I thought you'd want this in the morning.
Thinking of you.
Love and kisses, Garrick.
Mwah, mwah.
And then a little picture of an eye closed.
Winky smiley.
Wonderful.
What?
I think you mentioned getting some pickled chilies for your mother.
Gosh, that sounds exciting. Are these southern things?
Yes, I believe the Dornish gentleman mentioned them.
Oh, really?
The Dornish are big into their chilies. Your mother does occasionally complain that she can't get chilies up north because they would cost a bomb.
But try chilies on your fish.
Intense. That would be awfully exciting.
I'm going to get interrupted by the screaming, aren't I? Actually, that sounded rude.
Yes, it did. Right.
Okay, should we get breakfast?
Yes.
Yes. Those of you who are not busy with all head down, including Baron is there, as is Gareth. You're coming down with your fanatic,
mm-hmm.
who we have not named yet.
The fanatic.
He's sort of looking right.
Perhaps you and Oswick, what's your character's name? Alira could go and discover where our letter went. That we sent.
That would be at the
The Red Keep, wouldn't it?
Yes, the Red Keep is where the is where Grandmaster Purcell is. I think they're having a conclave as well. The Tortney, so that would put us at I'm trying to remember off the top of my head where it is at the main Meister's place. Oh, do they have a thing?
Old Town, isn't it?
No, let me have
it. She's not here. I suspect they probably meet at either the Tawny Grounds or the Red Keep.
Yes, actually, I think it would probably be the Red Keep. Yeah. Well, I can look into that. But if you'd like to come with me, I mean, admittedly, it might put a slightly... Well, no, actually, that's the other end of town from the Great Sept, so... There won't be any problems. I think they even have a Godswood at the Red Keep, actually.
Might be interesting to see.
Yes, you can see the southern idea of a Godswood.
Image of Illyria burning it down. This isn't a real Godswood!
Don't burn the Red Keep! It doesn't happen for another 4 books.
What's it like today? What's going on?
Well, there's today and tomorrow, and then the tourney starts. So, we've got a bit of time.
That is crazy.
I'm sorry, we're being shown a photo of a teapot that can pour into 5 cups simultaneously. Oh my god, that is actually really quite cool.
That's amazing.
That is British engineering right there.
4 or 5 cups, do they have stoppers you can put on each one?
I don't know.
Because that would be awesome.
I don't know, but still. Sorry, I just randomly found that.
Fair enough. So those of you at home, you now know the wonders of Britain, if you're not British. Anyway, I'll carry on now because people are looking confused.
We need to work out a team for the Grand Moulin.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get Illyria hobnobbing. We need to get our evidence sorted and do something like this Danette Bannett thing.
Hmm.
Is there anything else I've forgotten?
Is there anything else you'd like to do? It's King's Landing.
The important things.
The important things, yes.
Do I need any more clothes? Am I all right for clothes?
Well, you've got clothes. The thing is, you're not sure how stylish they are. If you're going to be hobnobbing...
See, this is my concern.
Yeah, you don't want to have those evil, those snooty ladies sort of looking down on you.
Shopping
montage! Sorry, I just wanted to say shopping montage.
How much money do I have? Do we have enough money? We're not very rich.
Actually, player characters tend to be fucking loaded.
Yeah, but our house isn't very rich.
Our house isn't very rich, but we individually are fucking loaded.
How much do Ponty clothes cost?
That's what did a, you noble garb cost?
100 silver.
Okay. So if you're wanting, fancy stuff, how many silver is it to a dragon?
I think it's 220.
I think the noble garb in a book had a range. It wasn't just one price.
I think it was 100 to 500.
Mm. So that would definitely be towards the higher end.
I don't think I can afford the higher end, really.
Probably not.
Yeah, because I've only got... How much would you cover?
You could look for trimmings to spice it up.
You could get relatively good noble's garb and then some jewellery.
Mm-hmm.
Which we can, of course, then turn back into money at some later date.
You could find a tailor, maybe see if you could get a tailor to fancy up something you've already got, maybe?
Yes.
Because the temptation there would so be just to play a very fey tailor.
Or go exactly the other way. And very play some macho. Kind of combat tailor.
Macho.
No. I've probably got some clothes with me already. I've just not worked out the prices of what I've got. It's not in my list of equipment.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, if you've got noble's garb,
I've opened brackets because I think I asked how much it would be and then I didn't get an answer, so I didn't bother.
Yeah.
Getting further.
So if you and me are going dress shopping a dress montage...
You're so happy.
Montage! I can describe wacky stuff and everyone can imagine music. To it. It'll be
or I could try and find music, but I
wacky I'm music. Not gonna do
that. What sort of music?
Anything royalty free.
Yes, just
your montage music is fail. Noble's fucking hell. Noble's garb goes from 100 to 1,000 silver stags.
Four dragons.
Yeah. I think I've got 12 altogether before I bought my horse.
Dragon is 210 stags.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got about 11 left, I think. Maybe 10. Probably about 10 left. But I don't really want to go spending 4 on an outfit.
No. That would be a bit much.
You'd be really impressive, but at the same time,
your dad would not approve. You get the feeling your mum might be okay with it, though.
Yeah, your mum would be fine.
These sorts of investments are necessary when one is aiming socially high.
Mm.
In the south, at least.
How many outfits do you think I need?
Well, how many society occasions do you think you're going to be going to? You know there is a welcoming feast at the start of the tournament, and there is also a ball at the end of it.
Right, but I probably have
so at least
probably two, because when you're sat in the lists, it doesn't matter that much.
Yeah. Yes.
Although I should point out that jewellery is included in the cost of the noble garb.
That's good.
Because some of the adornments are things like a vest of woven gold or the gold arm ring.
So it's the price in the book per outfit?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I guess I could get a couple of cheap ones at like 100 each and then something more expensive for the day?
I suspect you probably need two posh looking ones, one for the first one, one for the last one, if you're intending to make a big impression in both. And then you've already got some clothing.
I've got northern garb and traveller's garb.
Okay, and then maybe a cheap one for wearing during the day.
Yeah. Okay.
Montage!
Okay! Yeah, so how
much are you spending? Oh God, we've asked her to make a decision.
You have.
No! Well, while you're thinking about that, what are other people aiming to do today? Because you two are off doing it on a dash. Liri, what do you have in mind? Do you want to accompany Oswick? Or do you want to team up with Garrick, whatever Garrick's up to? Or do you have... What do you want to do in King's Landing? The capital of Westeros.
The mightiest city in these lands.
Find a tinder.
Set the place on fire because they're all godless heathens. Probably best not to. I know you want to, but probably best not to.
I don't think I'd get very far with it.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Parts of this are predominantly made out of wood.
Yeah, the cheaper parts certainly are. Actually, even some of the more moderately expensive parts.
To be perfectly honest, all you've got to do is light up the pyromancers and you're done.
Why am I
imagining just running down
the alchemist's guild.
They went actual fire from fingers.
No, there's no magic in the world anymore.
They claim they used to be able to do that, but that's obviously lies.
Yeah, they just do stuff with chemicals.
Very convincing tones there.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone knows that. Magic.
Oh, I shall go with Osric and search out this. Yeah.
If you could get hold of our evidence.
Yeah, getting hold of the evidence would be handy and all.
Well, do we want to have it on our person again?
Mm.
Want to make sure it's safe. Somewhere.
Maybe get Pycelle to enter it in an official ledger of some description.
We don't want it just hanging around when we don't know where it is.
Hmm. Well, we've got copies.
Yeah, but originals are also good.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm. But if you get Pycelle to verify that the copies are accurate to the original
evidence, that would be good, because then he could sign them.
Yeah.
Put his wangy seal on.
Do I want to ask?
The seal of his wang!
No.
That's an odd place to keep a signet ring. Signet cock ring. Why not?
Actually, because I've got cockles in my desk, I actually have a signet ring with a cockerel on it.
This is true, you do.
You've seen it.
I know, but you know.
You've seen her cock.
I think we mentioned a weird area. Also, 13. 13. 13. This is so easy.
Yes, it basically, it, fortnightly, but yes.
That was what that meant.
Bi-weekly is twice a week. Fortnightly. Anyway, yes.
Okay. Next week we should totally play Resistance again. We totally should play Resistance.
Stop resisting!
Resistance is useless.
No, it's a great game.
Anyway,
before the talk of cocks, I believe you were going to go and do somewhere.
What the cocks say?
Hopefully, doesn't involve setting the Red Keep on fire. Hopefully.
Yes. Don't accompany Osric, and are you going to take your fanatic with you?
Can I leave my arrow in the presence of like a guard or one of our people? Mm.
Yeah, Baron isn't doing anything today. He's not gonna cuddle it, but he's gonna sort of keep an eye. He's gonna sort of explore the area a little bit.
Yeah, he's cuddling it. We've made that decision for him. He's not here. He's cuddling it.
He's cuddling it, and there's a goat eyeing them both up.
We haven't explained goats.
No, we haven't explained goats. Let's not. It would get dodgy so fast.
Yeah.
Get?
Blah. I guess that's the goat. Is that noise a goat makes?
They do sort of make a weird bleating sound.
Goats aside.
Yeah, goats aside.
Yes, one side for you, goats.
I'll take my fanatic with me.
So, you go with Osric.
You have got command, right?
No.
Oh dear.
You go with Osric. How long you go? Long river row. Oh, that rhymes.
I can't say, oh yes, I'm going to look for this.
I'm going to look at the Godswood. Don't come, you're probably going to burn it down.
Yeah.
And up you go. You're eventually up Eel Alley, and then you turn on here, and you see the Red Keep as you head up Aegon's High Hill. It's fucking impressive. It is the most impressive structure in King's Landing, therefore pretty much one of the most impressive ones in all of Westeros.
We've seen Winterfell.
I said one of. It's bigger than Winterfell.
Yes, but we'd never admit that.
Well, yes.
Oh, it's not better than Winterfell. Well, it's down south.
Okay, big size and everything, and so forth. yes, you, there's quite a fair amount of guards, but, Oswick explains and shows his chain and everything, and he vouchsafes for you. Nervously. And in you go. There seem to be an awful lot of people with Mice's chains about, so it seems Oswick was right about this whole conclave thing.
Do they all kind of look the same as him? Or
no. There's quite a variety of them. They're not all
walking balls of tallow.
Yeah, there are skinny ones and not so skinny ones, but aren't as fat.
There's thick ones. There's ones as big as your rat.
Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist. That's what the showman said. That doesn't rhyme anymore. Damn it. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Oh, right, okay.
I thought that's what you were quoting.
Glad to know.
Yeah, you were quoting it.
I probably was, I just didn't know I was.
I've got a lovely bunch of mice. Doesn't work, does it? There they are, tugging on their chains. Anyway, yes, they're old ones and young ones and,
Eagly ones.
No, that's
archive.
That's archive.
He may be about to explode.
Plank of wood.
Yeah, plank of wood.
Maybe we should say it in Carruthers' voice.
Plank
of wood.
No, nope, that stopped it.
I don't know who Carruthers is. So
yeah. That's true, she didn't.
Oh, you weren't. Yeah, I'm true, you weren't there for the.
The explanation.
Yes, because that was on one of the podcasts that just got up. The gender.
So
these mices.
Yes, yes, they all sort of gathering in for the opening of their little college. It's going to be going on for a few days, apparently. So the sharing of knowledge and networking and all sorts of tedious bollocks.
I try to avoid them as much as possible.
Yeah, well, no, basically, it's Meisters only for that sort of thing. Oswick sort of. I'll talk to the Grand Meister and make sure everything gets verified with the evidence. I'll be here a little while. I'm sure one of the guards can show you to the gods. Wouldn't even give it a look, see ya. I'll come find you once we get out.
Right.
So off he wobbles. And one of the guards does indeed take you to. The godswood. Well, they call it a godswood. It's a tree. One tree.
Oh.
Well, there are other trees, but they're not proper trees. They're like little weedy fucking things. And they've tried with the heart tree. They really have. They've carved the face and everything.
Is there anyone there vaguely?
Fuck no. It's deserted. There's no one in there. No one seems to really care.
In which case, I'll go to the nearest guard.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Say, What the hell is that?
It's a one of the northern tree things, isn't it?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's worship the old... Is it the old gods?
Okay, I'm taking bets on how long it is before she punches him.
Yeah, I don't know much about it myself, but, you know.
Does it even look like...
I don't know what it's supposed to look like.
Well, not like that!
Oh, right. Sorry. You sort of... Shrugs a bit apologetically. You know, he didn't plant it or carve it or anything.
Have you got craft?
he just sort of guards it. Well, you get the impression this is the short straw duty. This is the really fucking boring duty because it's not like there's anyone here who really uses it at the moment because there's no one northern at court.
You got crap.
does the fanatic have craft?
No, because the fanatic is part of a military unit.
Ah, right, no.
I don't specifically have craft. What does that come under?
Not the cake. I think that.
Is it one of those sort of knowledge-y things? Or?
Yeah, I guess knowledge. It could well be not a knowledge, a subset of knowledge. What's your knowledge?
Knowledge, that's like the only one it could be.
You've got to go, you could probably make a fair fist of it.
No, you want to.
I've already got a small knife with that.
It would, well, yeah, it's, I mean, you're carving a face, so you don't want a fucking axe.
Your crusader has a sword.
Not sure how useful that would be for the fine carving work.
Right.
I'll have a go.
Give it your best shot.
It can't make it anywhere.
In the true spirit, maybe the old gods will lend strength and skill to your whittling.
Pretty much.
Okay, what do you want me to...
Make a knowledge roll, please.
Okay.
Roll well. The gods rely on you. D6.
Oh.
That's pretty good. You take it a little while. The guy seems a little angry, but he doesn't really... if he tries to say anything, the fanatic just glowers at him.
That is what they're for. Glowering at seven worshippers.
Quite scared. So you whittle away in peace. It's not like anyone seems to come by here, so it's not like anyone disturbs you.
Is the area kind of in decent condition, or is it?
Oh yeah, I mean it's not like they've not. It's not like a rubbish tip or anything. I mean, the trees don't look dizzy. I mean, someone comes in and waters them, and there's obviously someone sort of maintaining the garden. It's just no one seems to be coming here. There's not much in the way of, you can tell there's not much wear and tear in the way of footfall or anything. As I said, there are no northerners at court at the moment, so there's not really anyone in the Red Keep who'd be bothered.
Okay.
They're all seven worshippers, the bloody heathens. But yeah, so you, and you, when you finish your work a while later, you've probably been going a couple of hours in all honesty, it looks a lot better. It looks a lot, I mean, it's not perfect, it's still not quite the right kind of tree. It's not as good wood as you get in the north. Yay, someone giggled. But, you know, for a tree in the south, you think this is the best one in the south.
It's not hard.
Yeah, it's a low fucking bar, but even the guardsman sort of nods politely. That might be because he's sort of desperately trying to make the fanatic not glare at him so much. And just about as he finishes retiring, Oswick comes along and, quite nice. Not amazingly impressive, but nice enough. That's not bad carving for the tree, actually.
Thank you very much.
Right. Well, nicely done. Yes, I've got my copies verified with the Grand Meister. it's an orange peel. He's got an orange peel face. No! Orange peel face! No! He will come to eat your oranges with his chainsaw. I don't know, I'm rambling.
Yes, you are.
Right. Oh, yeah. I've got our evidence, our copies verified. So, if we need to call them upon in front of any of the king's evidence, then the word of the Grand Meister will be behind us.
They're somewhere safe now.
Yes, the actual copies are somewhere safe in the vaults.
Okay.
But we've got our copies, and the Grand Meister has signed to say that our copies are accurate to the things that he has.
Right.
Ah, yes.
Right, I feel a bit better now, but I still think we should go.
Okay, you haven't managed to bend anything, have you?
No, Not quite yet.
The fanatic just twitched slightly.
But I think we should probably go anyway.
Okay, yes. Well, this is sort of the start of the conclave. We're carrying on for the next few days, so I'll be popping up and about and so forth.
It sounds fascinating.
It is. It really is. All sorts of knowledge work. And he blathers on in such excitable manners all the way back to the inn. So, shopping!
Shopping montage. Shopping montage.
Yes.
Can I try and use my streetwise skill to see if there's any gossip that I can sort of overhear in the shops about anyone like noble that she might want to
chat
up with?
Yes. Okay. Make me a streetwise roll.
That would be 14.
Little bits and pieces. All the main gossip in terms of, well, it seems very much the central figure of the whole courtly thing is, as always, Her Majesty the Queen. Queen Cersei. What will Cersei be wearing?
It's alright, I was just checking the message.
Okay. Well, the Queen is very much the setter of fashion. But there are also other ladies. With House Tyrell, so I believe there'll be an appearance by the youngest child of the Tyrells, Margaery.
And by appearance, we mean a lot of her will be on show.
No. This is not HBO.
At the same time, it's Margaery Tyrell.
How old is she?
I'm trying to think in terms of we're a year before the start of
I think when she marries Renly, she's like 14 or something.
Bearing in mind we're going with the TV series.
In that case, she's 18 in the TV, so it's however many
she's
years before.
Probably similar age to me.
So about this point, so 17.
So yeah, she will have lots on show.
Yeah.
Because it's Margaery Tyrell.
I just didn't want to get into the whole dodgy grey area of 14-year-olds in this game. Not the 14 of what 14-year-olds do in the books is what I'm saying. Yes. In terms of other bits, actually, you hear a familiar sounding name. Because House Lugus gets a mention again.
Okay.
But, yes, it is a,
I told you, there were military shops in the house.
Yes, the Lannister, folks.
Yes, no, I was wondering whether I could see whether I've heard of them beforehand at all.
Status roll, I guess?
Yes,
it's, if you want to make a status roll,
yeah, because she didn't hear of them before.
Ah, so. And she has a higher.
And she's actually got the status skill.
What's that?
That's the
West.
This is
the West. Westeros is down by the side of the
What?
Westeros is the continent. The West includes places like Braavos, Pentos, and Cahor.
Sort of foreign
17.
Countries. 17. Yes, you have heard of House Lugus. They are a house underneath the Lannisters of, what's it called again?
Casterly Rock.
Casterly Rock, yes, that's it. As with much of the Lannister type lands, they are quite well off. Let me just bear with me a second while I find a little more detail. Yes, they are a minor house, but not too bad. Their coat of arms is a silver chalice, sort of emeralds on a black field, and their words are drink, live, last. There are quite a lot of them. There's not as many as there are of the Freys, but there's a fair number of them. They have a bit of a reputation for infighting.
basically sort of, you know, this whole thing about you stuck a whole bunch of rats together in a barrel. Yeah, that's kind of House Lucas. They actually were initially, the history recently was quite interesting because, during the rebellion, they actually sided with the Targaryens at the point when the Lannisters weren't actually fighting. Because the Lannisters stayed neutral for the vast majority of the rebellion and only ended up fighting right at the very end when they decided to side with Robert.
Interesting.
Yes, Lucas initially fought for the Targaryens but were quickly brought to heel once the Lannisters got involved. Once Jaime Lannister killed the king, then they suddenly switched sides. They seem to have calmed down a bit since then with the whole infighting thing, but it still seems to be in the, you suspect it's more sort of a Cold War as it was internally. Yes, the head of the family is Conrad Lucas. Most notably, the fun fact thing being that he is married to a cousin of the father of the Mountain and the Hound. So that's an interesting lineage right there. The heir is a fellow by the name of Nathan Lucas. Now, the gossip that you were hearing just now, Nathan is the heir.
Like Nathan, but without the H, I'm assuming, because we're in Westeros.
Yes. The gossip you heard was concerning Marita Lucas, who's the second daughter of the family. And, she's unfortunately developed a little bit of a reputation because she's been married twice and both marriages didn't last long before the unfortunate husband died in slightly mysterious circumstances.
I see.
Yes.
Winking at her.
The first one died. That will probably off the table. The rumour being that apparently she's in town, having now been betrothed for the third time. Supposedly in an arrangement made by her younger brother, Orton Lucas. Yes, so she's got a reputation as a black widow, as it were, and basically folks are making bets just how long husband number three is going to last.
Oh my, who is husband number three?
Husband number three is... Scrolling.
We now have a scrolling song to go with our wonderful Dead Air songs. If you'd like to download these songs, I'm afraid we haven't made them available because they're crap.
Yes, a chap by the name of Langley Woods.
Woods.
Isn't Woods a bastard name?
Unhelpfully, I don't know whether it is.
I'll look him up.
Look it up, if you please.
It just
sounds like it.
Everyone thinks he might be, because it sounds like it should be.
Maybe that's why he's marrying a black widow. He doesn't think he'd do better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's not an unattractive woman.
It's where people keep dying.
Yes.
Yeah, at a certain point you go, she's pretty to look at, but you know what? A knife in the ribs is just not worth it.
Mm.
No, Woods is not a bastard name.
Knife you before.
The bastard names are Sand, Waters, Pike, Snow, Flowers, Rivers, Storm, Stone, and Hill. So you can understand why I thought woods might have been put in.
Yeah, it's obviously in the theme, but no, it's I think the woods are sort of a minor family again, southern.
I'm assuming I can't test if I've heard of them.
Well, you could, but I wouldn't be able to tell you jack shit. Yeah, I wouldn't bother testing them. Well, all I got is what's in here. They don't have anything in here.
They're not very boring
family.
Yes, their name is Woods. Woods. At least you guys have grim in front of wood.
Yes.
Your wood, it is so grim.
They just have woods, that's not... Nothing to it.
Well, there's wood. Log, 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 log.
So is that all the gossip about the
Lugus
people?
Yes, that's all the gossip about the Lugus people. So it's just sort of, that's sort of the interesting side of it, and the rest is sort of, ooh, what will Cersei wear? Ooh, what will Margaery wear? Ooh, I wonder what will happen if Cersei and Margaery meet.
Ooh. Bitch fight, isn't it?
Bitch fight! But yes.
Yes, I'd like to be paying attention when they're discussing what people might wear.
Yes, okay.
Are important.
House Woods does not exist in the campaign guide either.
Okay, yeah, so they're so minor they were just randomly made up. Okay, it would seem. Well, apparently, Well, you see, it's still autumn, so you don't have to wear too much. We're also in the south, so you don't have to wrap up too much. It's apparently bare shoulders are the in thing at the moment. But nothing too plunging in the way of cleavage.
No.
With the exception of Marjorie Tyrell.
Yes, all can we say? She's a trendsetter. Who knows which way Marjorie will go next? With the fashion.
Fewer clothes, more skin. That is always the answer with Marjorie Tyrell.
I see. Right. So, effectively...
This might just be because they, you know... Remembering this is a TV show. Let's be honest, it kind of has a thing for sex position.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's actually a feature of the character in the books as well.
Mm, true. And puppies.
Mm.
No, literally puppies. There's a whole adorable thing involving puppies.
Yeah,
there's adorable puppies.
Don't each of them have a little dog?
But I'm trying to talk to you about shopping.
Yeah. Sorry, yes. Shopping. So, at the moment... So
that's talking about boobs, Steve. Then he talked to you about shopping.
I was talking literally about puppies, not boobs.
Wasn't using a euphemism.
A minute ago, you were talking
about cleavage. Okay, a minute ago, you
were talking about... Okay. Yes, but now, you're discussing clothing.
Okay. What? I care about cleavage. Cleavage.
Exactly.
What the fuck is cleavage?
I can't even say it right. That's how little I care.
What the fuck is cleavage?
Is that
a word.
Or possibly it's cleavage, but studded in little clothes like hams.
You can try that. It's not part of the fashion at the moment, but you could be a trendsetter.
Or a nutcase.
Or, you know.
More like or a ham. Your cleavage.
Or you could be a ham. Anyway.
Cleavage sandwich.
Guys,
you want to see? What have I wrought?
Some kind of madness. Much like every week. And
13. Oh, no, I'm imagining Dr. Franklin yelling at a cleavage sandwich.
I'm trying to imagine a cleavage sandwich and I'm kind of drawing
a
back.
It's a sandwich, but like instead of bread, you have cleavage.
Really? Because I'm so...
No, I was thinking two pieces of bread.
Yeah, I was
as
well.
No, see, I was thinking the cleavage
was the
bread.
I'd just like to say, clothes.
Clothes, right, yes.
So, drawing back on
so
track.
Bare shoulders, not too much cleavage, a bit of something nice on trim. There seems to be sort of several schools of thought on what you should go with for the trim. Some say fur is good, and that would be very
rare
northern.
From the north.
Yes. From the north, and that would be a nice little nod from the north. Some say to go with something a little more flashy, something a little more sort of a golden sort of trim maybe, or something celery. Mr. Handlifters.
Perhaps try nod to nod to the north as a nod to dawn.
Yes.
Have one of each.
Yes.
Or have the two mixed. I mean, what are the big symbols of Dawn? There's the sun and oranges.
Yeah, they're sort of reds, oranges. Vibrant colours.
I don't know as it's so big on cheese, but there's like sun. Chilies, yeah. Chilies, yeah. Sun and spears.
Yeah, and spears. They are big on spears.
What you could do is get like a fur trim with like little silver spears in them, all the way around.
Ooh.
Or little silver spears with suns behind them, which is actually technically the Martell's sort of symbol.
Yeah, I don't know for that house.
Though, so we're not that house, but that it would be a nod to them.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't want suns and spheres. Maybe
no, possibly one or two. Yeah, the sun itself would be as long as you made it a Martell sun, just without the spear that they also have.
Yeah,
because they are the rulers of the entirety.
Yes, Martell are they are the household.
Can you tell? I spend a lot of time thinking about armor and costumes.
Yeah. I should always go for something as well. Like one of the things I could go for something which is quite a sort of reddish orangish colour.
Yes,
you could
go with
it. Because if I'm half Dornish, I've probably got the right skin tone for it.
Yes, you do. You do have a slightly sort of for a northerner, you have a very sort of dark sort of skin tone.
Stop shaking your head at me.
No, I'm just trim, wondering
is it
like
stuff
that
you put on, you can take off.
Oh, no, it's a part of like
in old Elizabethan times, didn't you have bits that you put on to a plain dress?
Yes, you did.
Could you not get attachable bits? Because that's what they used to do, isn't it?
Yeah, that could
well, be yeah, what she needs to do then is just get a standard noble's garb dress and then a load of different mantles.
Hmm.
Or mantles and wimples, depending on how staid you're trying to look. Yeah,
I maybe get a couple of dresses, because, you know, two different colours, and then accessories.
Because if you've got a furry one and a sunny one, that makes you look different.
Yeah, because then you've got four different outfits.
Yeah.
Effectively.
So how are you going to be pricing this?
Well, it depends how high quality are you wanting to go.
Basically, it's all down to how much do you want to catch the eye.
Is it going to count as two outfits? Or
well, so what, you're buying two dresses and a whole bunch of trim, yeah?
Yeah.
And different attachments and so forth. Okay, so when we're wanting towards the moderate... Okay. Two outfits, and they do good outfits. I would say we are looking at... If you want something pretty good, I would say three dragons.
Three dragons for the lot.
Three dragons for the lot.
630.
Yeah.
This is good stuff, by the way.
I said probably do three dragons for that. Be more or less my maximum, because that would give me about 7 or 8 left.
Still more than I've got left.
Yeah, it's reasonable. Three dragons. Okay, fine. Three dragons.
If it helps us achieve our aims.
Yes. Okay.
Wear them forever.
No, we've got three dragons.
Unless you ruin them.
Yeah, basically, don't get stabbed.
Yeah, don't get assassinated.
Or is it if I get stabbed, give them my dry cleaning bill or my clothing bill?
Excuse me,
you stabbed me.
Okay, there is no dry cleaning in Westeros.
Oh yeah,
you could get a replacement bill sent to them.
Excuse me, if they stabbed you,
please. I don't think they give a shit about replacing your clothing.
To be perfectly honest, if they stabbed you, I'd be taking the price out of their faces very soon afterwards.
That works too.
Yeah. If Garrett doesn't obliterate them, which he would.
Either I would or Varen would.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've spent three dragons on clothing and shopping is done.
Yes.
But you've got very nice clothing then.
Yes.
And with different reverse added
folks at home, if you want to make that into a montage in your head, please feel free. If you want to write down that montage and set up some wacky music and send it to us so we can giggle, go fucking nuts.
If you want to draw pictures of it, that also works.
Yes.
Basically, if you like shopping, then send us things. We'll be very happy.
Yes.
Or something.
Things. Stuff. Anyway.
Right. About halfway through the morning, I shall turf the lady out. She gets breakfast and other things. And then I will head down to the tournament ground.
Mm-hmm.
I will very much. The first port of call will be straight to the Grand Melee board and see what teams there are and if anything pops up as being either problematic or important. I will also see if I can find the Master of Ceremonies and give him my letters to give to Thoros of Myr and Sir Loras Tyrell, because both of them are going to have to talk to him at some point.
Okay.
I'll bung him a silver stag to make sure that they can... I'll bung him a silver stag for each one in point of that.
Oh, well, thank you. Very kind.
I'm kind of hoping we win this so we can get some fucking money back as well.
Okay, so... in terms of teams on board... well, there's a few. As Sir Shannon had mentioned, there does indeed seem to be a House Tyrell team. The only name you recognise on it is Loras.
Right, so basically it's Loras and the Lorasettes.
Yeah, basically. There is no one you recognise on that list, and you've been to a few tourneys. You think they're probably sort of just...
They're filler.
They're filler, basically. The Tyrells, you get the feeling, are sort of betting on Loras to win the thing single-handedly, which is a bit hard on the lad.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. But
he's good! He's bloody good, but he's not. Yes.
Yes, he is. He's about her age.
Yes.
No, he's probably a year older than her.
I don't remember how old he is in comparison to Marjorie.
He's a year older than her.
Okay, so yeah, he's about sort of 17.
Yeah. Will be about 17, won't
he? Yes.
He might still be interested in our offer.
It's worth a shot.
I assume Thoros is not on any of the
Thoros lists. Thoros is not on any of the lists yet. Excellent. You don't notice the Great John being on any lists yet either.
Excellent. I'll scribble a letter for the Great John as well, actually, then. I'll bug him another silver stag to get that delivered. No.
Thank you. You get the impression he does this quite a bit.
Great John Thoros. Loras as a question mark mean Baron. Okay. Is the mountains?
Is the mountain, mountain is listed on a team.
Okay.
You don't see any. Again, it's one of the cases of you don't recognise any other names with him on the
but
team.
But again, this time they're expecting the mountain to win on his own, and that's actually viable.
Because he's, you know.
To be perfectly honest, them not getting to the field because they've run out of people, so they're ill because somebody's plied them with stuff, would certainly be our best option. I don't particularly want to fight the mountain again. Any other interesting looking teams? For a start, are any of the Kingsguard on any of the teams?
Not that you can see at the moment.
For that. Is the king on any of the teams?
Well, not yet either. You get the impression that if he was going on the field, if there were Kingsguard,
it'd be a surprise.
And if there were Kingsguard, they'd be with him. Of course, that depends on which Kingsguard he trusts to bring with him. You get the impression, for example, that he probably wouldn't bring Jaime Lannister with him.
Well, no, he'd bring, what's his face? Barristan.
Yes, you get
Barristan's fucking good.
Yes.
And put a lance through my throat once.
Yes. He was very nice about it.
He was very nice about it, but at the same time, he'd probably take Barristan and then filler.
Yeah, well, a lot of the rest of the Kingsguard are, quite frankly,
interchangeable.
Aside from Barristan and, you know, Jaime. They're the two
Merin,
stars.
Boros, any of them.
Yeah, they're
Oakheart,
all kind of...
They're all
you could probably take them.
Yeah, well, I might not be able to take them, but I could certainly wear the buggers out, and Baron could take them while I was doing so.
Yeah, so if you don't know, it's possible. It's very much on the whim that Robert does these sorts of things. It depends on how much he's had to drink that day.
To be perfectly honest, though, if he ends up on the field, it still means I get to talk to him.
Hi, King! Your Majesty,
Oi,
King!
You owe me a bit of paper.
Just need to make sure you actually fight each other.
Yeah, I think I can manage that.
Yeah.
I might even survive it.
That depends on how much he's had to drink.
Yeah. So in theory,
too little, too much, or just the right amount.
So at the moment, we're hoping it's going to be me, Varen, the Great John, Thoros of Myr, and either Loras or Brian, or somebody better. I think we can count. I think we can count out Jamie Lannister. Although that would be awesome, I don't think we're going to get Jamie Lannister.
No, you get. Well, I mean, there's no teams yet from the Lannisters. The Lannisters don't seem to have put anyone on a team.
Well,
so...
they might not be bothering as they've got their sub houses in because the Mountain is one of theirs. Isn't
he? Yeah, yeah, he's got the team.
So they might just be cheering for the Mountain because, you know, the Mountain. Cool. Okay. Well, I've left my letters. I'll go and check on our pavilions, make sure they're all set up and happy.
The pavilion is set up. It's, you know, there's tents popping up everywhere. You think you even spot the House Dannett one somewhere down there. There seems to be no activity around it at this point, so...
Yeah, the temptation to go over and ask them how they're doing is high, but I'm going to resist because I know she's nowhere to be found.
Yes, your mitigating factor. Yeah.
No, I'm not stupid. I just like winding House Dannett up.
You just like winding everyone up?
Yeah, a little bit. I've got me reasons. But yeah, I guess I'll take a quick turn around the field and see if I spot anything interesting, and then go back to the pub unless anything jumps out at me that obviously is interesting and stuff we need to deal with. I guess that'll be an awareness check, although I still suck at this. 11.
You don't see anything interesting. Okay, it's there's not really anyone about at this point in time. There's sort of people setting things up. The lists are being sort of set up for the that's what they call, isn't it? List?
Yeah.
Things prepped for that and sort of testing the ground and such.
You think? We'll have a look at the jousting. Have a look at how the ground lies and all.
Just the good. The running is good to firm. Part of me even almost knows what that means. They haven't, because the applications aren't fully in yet for that. Again, there's the draw hasn't been made. But
are they intending to have a single man as well?
A single man melee.
Yeah.
Not that you're aware. There's a grand melee. There's the grand melee. There's the jousting. There's an archery competition officially. There's usually some little unofficial side
things.
Is
there? I'm going to take a quick look at and see if anybody signed up for the archery. Specifically, because, a gentleman we know is really good with bows.
Oh, yes. You don't spot any familiar names on the archery. I mean, the archery doesn't tend to attract so many knights.
Yeah, but to be perfectly honest, this particular knight is a dodgy, dodgy fuck. The Scourge of Pike are fucking shit with bows.
Yeah.
We should have brought the Shadows in the Woods if we wanted bows.
Yeah. Because
they're really good at it. That's your lot.
Yeah, I know.
Or the archers. They're also alright at it.
What about Varen? You couldn't enter him?
I don't think Varen's any good.
Baron has nothing to do with, no.
I'm utter shite.
He's solely focused on pole arms. He's got like a 3 in marksmanship, but no bonus dice.
Yeah,
so.
I'm shit. I'm actually literally inept. Are you any good?
Oh, yeah, but I'd have to dress up as a...
Oh no, you'd have to dress up as a man. What a typical medieval trope.
That would never happen.
How terrible would that be? It's all right. We know how to make charcoal beards here.
Yes, Archive can do that. No problem.
Oh, yes. I
remember. Well, anyway, okay. Well, we'll bear that in mind. But, yeah. Unless there's anything else, I shall bugger off back to the inn, then.
As you're heading back to the inn, actually...
Oh.
You feel a little... tugging on your arm. It's a boy. He's about 10.
Hello.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you Garrick Snow?
Yes. Why are you asking?
the
when she died. He hands you a letter.
Alright.
It's basically claiming you're his dad.
Oh, interesting. And where do you live at the moment?
Well, I live at the orphanage.
Alright.
Since my mum died.
Alright. Which orphanage?
An
orphanage.
An orphanage in Flea Bottom.
Flea Bottom's a shithole, isn't it?
Yes.
No, I say that to him.
I don't know what that is.
Right, okay.
Okay, do you want to make a knowledge test for me, please?
If I can.
Yeah,
well. 7.
Yeah, you're pretty sure this is a forgery. I mean, it looks like it was written, like, less than a day ago.
Okay. Right, well, I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, I've kind of got to stay here and have a bit of a fight. So, I'm not going to be able to do anything about that right now. Have you got someone you stay with? Are they about?
I just at the orphanage, but this man came and gave me a letter and he said it was from my mum and that
really? When did he do that? Yesterday?
Well, yes. Right. Just yesterday.
Okay. What did this chap look like? Was he a tall, thin guy?
I don't know. He was sort of, I don't know, because we gave it to the lady who runs the orphanage, and she gave it to me. And...
All right. You said it was the orphanage in Flea Bottom?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Come with me a moment. Are there, like, food sellers nearby?
Yes, there are various stands selling various...
I'll go and get him a nice-ish meal. Some meat, some vegetables, some bread.
He tucks in ravenously.
Right. Why don't you go back to the orphanage? And I will probably turn up later on this evening with a chap.
Okay. He's so excited. He's rapidly skipping as he runs off.
Cheeky bastards. Right, I'm not having this shit. I'm heading back to the inn. I'm very cross.
And on that note, we shall leave it for the evening. I hope you folks at home have enjoyed today's session. Please do drop us a line, let us know what you thought.
We've got Twitter, it's cultteandice. We've got email, it's thecultofteandice@gmail.com. We've got comments on the board. If you really want, you could tie a letter round an arrow and fire it at goat's wood. We can't guarantee...
Please don't hit anyone when you do that.
We can't guarantee we get that last one. Yes. But you know what? It might be interesting. What else? How else can they contact us? Signed cakes.
A laser.
Christmas cakes!
A laser on the moon?
Yeah, you could do that. Or, you know, like, dedicate songs to us or shit.
Yeah,
or psychic messages from the space reptiles to our brains.
Yeah, that was...
But however you want to send your love, please do send it. Or hatred. Well, not so much of the hatred, but...
Yeah,
you
don't care about hatred.
Yeah, just fuck you, haters.
Bye.
Haters gonna hate.
Probably.